السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off last week from Surah Al-A'raf. And inshallah, our lesson today is going to begin from ayah number 61 until ayah number 69. So we're going to start first with the recitation of these ayahs, and then inshallah, we will move on to the tajweed analysis of these verses. So if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, inshallah, we will begin from ayah number 61 at the start of this lesson. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال يا قوم ليس بي ضلالة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنصح لكم وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم ولتتقوا ولعلكم ترحمون فكذبوه فأنجيناه والذين معه في الفلك وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا إنهم كانوا قوما عمين وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إنا لنراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين قال يا قوم ليس بي سفاهة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنا لكم ناصح أمين أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون. Inshallah, that is going to be our lesson for today, ayah number 61 to ayah number 69. And we're going to move back to the start of this lesson from ayah number 61 and inshallah take a look at the tajweed analysis of some of the rules that appear within these verses. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qala ya qawmi laysa bi dhalala. So here we begin with the word qala. Qaf here is going to be a permanently heavy letter. It is part of ghussa, dakhl, and gilf. And then here, this is going to be a two-count med. Now, because the qaf is a heavy letter, that two-count med is going to be heavy as well. Qala, ya qawmi, ya is going to be a two-count med. Qaw, qaf is going to be heavy. And this is going to be madzanin, madzan ma, 1.5. Qaw, You can merge this together, and this is going to have that softness or that gentleness of a neen med. Ya qawmi laysa. Again, this is going to be medlin medzan ma 1.5. B, this is a 2-count med. Dalala, blood here is heavy. This is another letter of khusa dhaght kil. So this is going to be pronounced with the back of the tongue being raised. Ba, and then lam here is going to be light. Ba, la, la. La is going to be a 2-count med. This is going to be idgham with ghunna. We see that there is a noon sakin or a tanneen followed by one of the letters of idgham, yarmalun. And the letters of idgham with ghunna are yanmu. And here waw is part of both of those. So this is going to be idgham with ghunna, meaning that it is merged together. And the sound is going to go up into the nose and become nasalized. La is a 2-count med. Ginni, noon has a shadda here. So again, rest on this. There is going to be ghunna on this, and make sure that you are bringing this up into the nose. This will also be a 2-count med. Ginni, rasulun, ra is going to be heavy. Su is a 2-count med. Lummir, this is going to be again idgham with ghunna. We see that there is a tanween followed by one of the letters of idgham. Yarmalun, and then the letters of idgham with ghunna or yanmu, and mim is amongst both of those. So we are going to merge this together, bring this up into the nose. Rasulum mir. Again, this is going to be nun sakin followed by one of the letters of idgham. So this is an idgham letter. Merge these together. However, ra is not part of one of the letters of idgham with ghunna. Remember, that is yanmu. So ra and lam are not part of that, so we are not going to nasalize this. Instead, we are going to drop the noon completely and merge that noon sakin with the ra. Mir rabbi. So just make sure that you are not pronouncing that noon at all. Again, there is not going to be any ghunna. There is no need to go up into the nose and nasalize this letter. Merge this together with the ra. Rabbil alameen. Lam has tawassut. Ra is going to be a 2-count med. Mean here, this is going to be a 4-count med because we are stopping here on mad'arid lissukun. Ubelliqukum, ghain here is going to be heavy, part of khussa dakhlin gilf. Kum, mim has tawassut, meaning that you are going to rest on this letter for just a moment. Ri, ra here is going to be light because it has a kasra. Sa is a 2-count med. La is a 2-count med. Risalati. Rabbi, ra is going to be heavy. B is going to be a 2-count med. Wa'ansahu, noon is going to have an ikhfa here. There is a noon sakin followed by one of the letters of ikhfa, which is sad. So we are going to hide that noon sound within the makhraj of the next letter. Now, the makhraj of the letter sad is a heavy makhraj, meaning that this ikhfa is going to become heavy as well. Wa'ansahu. So make sure that you are merging these together and making that sad heavy as well. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Lakum, mim has the wasut. Rest on this letter for just a moment. Wa'a'alamu, ayn has the wasut as well. Ayn is a letter that is pronounced from the middle of the throat. We are going to roll that sound around in the throat and make sure that we are pronouncing it from its proper makhraj. So you should feel a little bit of pressure. You should feel a little bit of constriction around that letter ayn. And you are going to make sure that you are spending a bit of time on this letter as well. Minallahi, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Ma, this is a 2-count med. La, this is a 2-count med. Da'alamun, ayn again is going to have tawassut here. It is one of the letters of tawassut. So roll this around in the throat. Feel that constriction from the makhraj, which is the middle of the throat. And then noon in the end of ta'alamun is going to have tawassut again. Awa ajibatum, ayn again from the middle of the throat. Ba here is going to have qalqala. It is part of the letters of qutub jad, meaning that when this letter has a sukun, we are going to give a slight bounce to this letter. Ajibatum, mim has tawassut. Anja'a, this is going to be ikhfa, nun sakin followed by one of the letters of ikhfa. Ja'akum, this is a 4-count med. Because the med and the hamza are within the same word, this is going to be med wajib muttasil. So med and hamza are within that same word, 4-count med. Kum, mim has tawassut. ذكر كاف here is going to have humps. So allow a little bit of air to appear as we say this letter. را is going to be heavy because it has ضمة. ذكرمن here, this is going to be إدغام. We see that there is a نون ساكن or a تنوين followed by, again, one of the letters of إدغام, which is يرملون. ينمو, these are the letters of إدغام وطلنة, and ميم does appear within that. So merge these together. ذكرم من ربكم, and then again we have نون ساكن followed by the letter را. This is another letter of إدغام. However, this one does not have غنة, meaning that you are not going to pronounce that نون at all. Instead, you can drop that نون and go straight to the letter را. من ربكم, را here is going to be heavy because it has a فتحة, ميم has توسط. على, this is a two count مد. رجلين, را here is going to be heavy. رجلين منكم, this is going to be إدغام with غنة. منكم, this is إخفاء. ميم has توسط. لينذر, this is going to be إخفاء. لينذركم, نون has إخفاء, را in this case is heavy because it has a فتحة. كم, ميم has توسط. ولتتقوا, قاف is going to be heavy. It is part of خصة دخل القلب. And this is going to be a two count مد. ولعلكم, ميم has توسط. ترحمون, را in this case is heavy because the letter before has a ضمة. حا is going to be from the middle of the throat. نون has توسط. فكذبوه, بو is going to be a two count مد. فأنجينا, this is going to be إخفاء. نون ساكن followed by one of the letters of إخفاء. Merge or hide this نون ساكن within the مخرج of the next letter. J, this is going to be مدلين, مدزن ما, one and a half. نا, this is going to be a two count مد. والذين, the is a two count مد. معه, this is a two count مد. في الفلك, لام is going to have توسط. So rest on that لام in both of these cases. في الفلك. So make sure that for both of them, you are spending just a little bit of time to make sure that لام is pronounced properly. وأغرقنا, غين is going to have a heaviness because it is part of خصة ضغط القلب. وأغرقنا, را is going to be heavy because it has a فتحة. قاف is also heavy because it is part of خصة ضغط القلب. So we have three heavy letters, one right after another. قاف here is a letter of قلقلة as well, قطب جد. So make sure that you do give that a bit of bounce. وأغرقنا, نا is going to be connected with this letter لام. وأغرقنا الذين, the is a two count mud. كذبوا, two count mud. بآ, two count mud. يا, two count mud. دينا, this is going to be a four count mud because the mud and the hamza are within two separate words. This is مجّا is منفصل. Now, because I have stopped here, I am going to recite this as a two count mud. However, if you are continuing your recitation and combining both of these words, then you would read this as a four count mud. بآياتنا إنهم. Then you can make that four counts. If you are stopping like I did, you can simply read this as two counts. بآياتنا. And then make sure all of these two counts are going to be consistent. إنهم, ميم has توسط. كا is a two count مد. نو is a two count مد. قو, this is مدلين. And قاف is going to be heavy. قوما نعمين, this is going to be إظهار. We have a نون ساكن or تنوين followed by one of the throat letters, which is the letter عين. So نون ساكن is going to be pronounced clearly. عمين, نون has توسط. وإلى, this is a two count مد. ع, this is a two count مد. دن أخاهم, this is going to be إظهار, نون ساكن followed by one of the throat letters. This is going to be pronounced clearly. أخاهم, this is going to be heavy. And this is a two count مد. هم, ميم has توسط. هو, دا, who is a two count مد. دا is a two count مد. This is going to be مد لريود. Now because we have a فتحتين and we are stopping here, then this is going to become a two count مد. Now if you are continuing, you can recite this as you would a تنوين. هودا قالا, but because I have stopped, I will make this a two count مد. هودا قالا, قاف is a two count مد. It is also heavy. يا قومي, يا is a two count مد. قو is مدلين, مدزن ما, one and a half. قوم عبود الله, عين is going to have توسط. And it is also from the middle of the throat. So allow yourself to feel just a little bit of that constriction on this letter. Budullaha, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a lamma. Ma, this is a two count med. Lakum min. Here we have two memes together. لكم من. So make sure that you are spending a bit of time inside of the nose for this غنة and merging both of these ميم together. من إلهن, this is going to be إظهار, نون ساكن followed by one of the throat letters. همزة, من إله, to count مد, هن غيره, إظهار, غي مدلين, and غين is going to be heavy. را in this case is heavy as well. And ها, because it has a سكون, is going to have humps. If you are continuing your recitation, you can make this a four count مد. But because I have stopped, I am going to simply put a سكون on that ها. And if you are continuing, it is a four count مدصلة كبرى. أفلا تتكون, قاف is going to be heavy. قال الملأ, قاف is going to be heavy. لام has توسط. ملأ الذين, ذي is going to be a two count مد. كفروا, را is going to be heavy and it is a two count مد. من قومه, نون ساكن is going to be heavy and قاف here is heavy because it is part of خصة ضغط قلب. قو, this is مدلين, مدزن ما, one and a half. Mihi inna, this is a four count med. This is going to be madsila kubara. Inna, two count med. Lana raka, ra here is going to be heavy. And this is a two count med. Fi, two count med. Safa, two count med. Hatiun wa, this is going to merge together because it is one of the letters of yarmalun, which is idgham with gunna. Inna, two count med. لَنَا ظُنُّكَ, ظَا is going to be heavy. مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, لَمْ هَسْتَوَسُّتْ, كَا is going to be a two-count med. قَالَ, قَاف is going to be heavy. يَا قَوْمِ, يَا is a two-count med. قَوْ, this is مَدْلِينَ, مَدْدَنْ مَا, one and a half. And then it is also heavy. It is part of خُسَّ دَغْدٍ قِلْ. لَيْسَ, this is مَدْلِينَ, مَدْدَنْ مَا, one and a half. B, two-count med. سَفَاهَةٌ وَا, this is going to merge together with idgham. Wala, two count med. Kinni, two count med. Rasulun, ra is heavy because of the fatha. Su is a two count med. Rasulun min, this is going to merge together with idgham. Mir rabbi, this is again merging together with idgham. Ra in this case is heavy because of the fatha. Rabbil, lam has tawassut. Alameen, this is a two count med. And then here we end with noon with a tawassut. Ubelligukum, qaf. Ghain here, sorry, is going to be heavy. Mim has tawassut. Risalati, ra is light. Sa is a two-count med. La is a two-count med. Rabbi, ra is going to be heavy. B is a two-count med. Wa ana, two-count med. Lakum, mim has tawassut. Na sikhun, na is a two-count med. Sad is going to be heavy. Hun, ameen, this is going to be idhar. Ameen, nun has tawassut. Awa ajibatum, ayn from the middle of the throat. Ba has qalqala, it is part of qutub jad, so do give it a little bit of that bounce. Tum, mim has tawassut. Ja'a, this is going to be ikhfa. Ja'akum, this is a four count med. This is going to be mad wajib mubtasil because the hamza and the mad are within that same word. Mim has tawassut. Dhikrun, kaf is going to have hams. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Dhikrun mir rabbikum, this is idgham. Mir rabbikum, also idgham, and ra is going to be heavy. Mim has tawassut. Ala, rain has that constriction because it is in the middle of the throat. La is a two count med. Rajulin, ra is going to be heavy. Rajulim minkum, idgham with gunna. Mim has tawassut in minkum. Liyunthirakum, ra here is heavy because of the fatha. Mim has tawassut. Wadhkuru id, this is going to be a four count med. This is med, ja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ, this is going to be another مَدْ wajib, but this is wajib muttasil because the مَدْ and the hamza are within that same word. مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, this is going to be إِقْلَاب. We see that there is that small noon on top of that meme, and the letter ba here is going to cause this noon to change into a meme sound. بَعْدِ قَوْمِ, قَاف is going to be heavy. نُوحٍ wa, إِدْغَامُ الْغُنَّ, وَزَا, two count مَدْ, دَكُمْ, meme has tawassut, fil. Lam has tawassut. Khal, lam has tawassut. Qi, qaf is going to be heavy. Basta. Now here we can see on this word, basta, we see that there is a saad, and on top of that saad, there is a small seen. So when we see the seen written on top, this is an indication that although it is written with a saad, instead we are going to recite it with a seen. So that is why it is written on top. Instead of reciting with saad, you will recite with a seen, meaning that instead of making it heavy, it will be light. Bas-ta. instead of saying basta. So here sad is heavy. Make this light and turn it into a scene. Basta. So here, because we see that scene on top, we are going to switch these letters. This is kind of like iqlab. When we see that there is a noon, but on top of that noon there is a meem, we switch that noon to a meem sound. Similarly, when we have sad with a scene on top, we will switch these sounds and make that scene light. Fadhkuru, ra here is going to be heavy, and this is a four-count mad. Ja is munfasil. Mad and hamza are within separate words. A-la-a, this is going to be a four-count mad. Wajib muttasil. Mad and hamza within that same word. Name of Allah here is heavy because of the letter before has a fatha. A-la-allahi la'allakum. Mim has tawassut. Tuflihun. And here we end on a four-count mad. That is going to be the end of our lesson for today, ayah number 61 to 69. And inshallah, in the next class, we will continue on from the next ayah number 70. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.